This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Left up, left right, gotta love this American ride.
Like, you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
That never gets old.
What did you just make me listen to? Was that Wiggins?
That is Ryan Wiggins doing our intro.
Oh my goodness.
We do that every
you really want
2
to win
p.m.
that poll.
On a Friday.
I mean, you really want to win that poll on YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. After listening to that, I don't know how anyone could vote for Annie Fry and Ryan Wiggins in the most awesome duo when they're up against you two.
Right.
Brad and Hannah. Seriously. Okay, welcome back. So thanks for joining in on the Annie Fry Show. That really took me off guard. This is the first time I've heard that, honestly.
Really?
That must be, I've just not, maybe I haven't filled in on a Friday before, so that's a new Friday thing, I guess? Or
yeah, we do it every Friday at 2 p.m.
We've been doing that Perfect. Since I've been here.
Yeah.
Since my first day, which was a year ago, well, almost a year and what?
Wow. Like, I can see why people hate Wiggins now. No, I'm just kidding. I think that for at least this last hour, we'll continue to have some fun, and I'll try to be less gross. It sounds like there were some gross things on there. Someone mentioned they still have a CJ5, an old Jeep 76,
yeah,
I think.
Officer Gary on the live chat said that.
Oh, so cool.
Did he say he still has
awesome
it?
Vehicles. He wanted, maybe I just misread it and I'm misremembering, but the CJ5, what a cool vehicle, honestly. What was the Toyota version of that? That was pretty popular.
Was that the FJ?
Toyota FJs are awesome too. I love one of those. You know what all-time Jeep I would want to own is the old Woody. Those things are the coolest SUVs. You know the ones I'm talking
about? Yeah, the wood panel on the side and whatnot.
Exactly.
Yep.
Wood panel on the side. Coolest things. Super collectible. Like, they're so collectible. Good luck paying less than, what, 30 grand for one of those now anymore. All right. I'm Ryan Recker. You can find me online, ryanrecker.com. I have a website set up there. I was looking at YouTube, and there was a viral video that popped up that was pretty interesting. It was a cowboy. He was sitting there. Well, I don't know if he'd call himself a cowboy, but that's how I would describe him. He was in this rocking chair out in a barn. He was missing a finger, and he talked like a cowboy. And he was giving advice for young men, because there's a lot of advice given to people out there. And he's like, all right, boys, you got a lot of questions. And he's talking and giving advice. And I wanted to play for you his 5 rules for young men. And I want to see if you guys agree with him, okay? So here's the setup so you can kind of get a feel for him.
A lot of young men are realizing that they've been sold a bill of goods, and they haven't been prepared for life. And some not so young men are waking up too. You know, I've been asked a number of times, what's some advice, you know, I could give for young men?
Okay, you ready for this? He sounds like a cowboy right away, right?
Oh, yeah.
Without actually seeing him, you want to guess, does he have a mustache?
Big one, handlebar.
Of course. Of course. And with a voice like that, it's almost guaranteed you got a mustache. All right, so here's some of the rules for young men. Tell me if you agree with these. Here's the first one.
You need to work on being a good man. Now, before you throw your hands up, there are a lot of people out there that don't know what it means to be a good man. Listen to me. The absence of evil is not an automatic indication of the presence of good. All right? And we say, down here on the negative, Dwayne, I don't do drugs, and I don't abuse women, and I don't steal from people, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. And so they do away with all the negatives, but they don't do anything positive. Congratulations. That person's a big zero.
Ooh, okay, rule number one. Try to be a good man, but just trying to cut the bad things out doesn't make you a good man. What do you think of that one?
I'm here for that.
I agree.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Great advice.
Yep.
Fantastic advice. I think a lot of times people are like, well, you know, it could be worse. And that is a bad mindset to be in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it could be worse. I could be doing this. Oh, I could be doing that. And I think a lot of times people use that as a justification or a gauge in order to look at their current situation and say, well, I guess I'm okay where I'm at. But you don't have the positives. You don't have the good things you are doing in your life that actually let you live a good life, or things that you're working towards or achieving. And what are the offsets? What are the good things that you're doing? And some people don't have any.
You know,
but they keep
looking
at the opposite.
In 2022, in this, you know, woke culture that we're in, I think this is like people want to be celebrated for every single thing. You know, they want the attention. They want to be in the spotlight. They want to be rewarded for just doing nothing, the bare minimum. So this first piece of advice, I totally agree with. You know, you shouldn't be celebrated for being just a great person just because you're not, you know, a criminal or addicted to meth or something.
Yeah.
Well, like, and the thing about it is, too, that carries with it this inherent idea that, hey, you have a responsibility to leave the world a little bit better than where it was when you found it. You make the world better. That's why we are where we are, is because people before us made it better than where it was when we found it. And so I think that this, you know, this advice about being a good man is very valuable, because there's a lot of men out there, young men, who are going into the world and they're just kind of wayward. They don't know what they're supposed to do. They don't know what being a man is all about. And you know, doing good things is a great place to start.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, one of the huge advantages of being married and having children is the whole point of being like a father, at least I think about myself, is that you want to make sure your kid's life is better than yours. And my parents, their main goal was to make sure my life was better than theirs. And generationally speaking, when you start doing that, it's exactly what you said. You want to make the world a better place. But, you know, for a parent, a lot of times it's like, you know, you start with your kids. You do that for your kids because that's the goal in life for you, to make things better for them. All right, here's rule number two.
Second, be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. There are two different things. All right. And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room. Fellas, if you are not willing and able to some degree to protect the family that you have started, you don't have a right to have a family. That's my opinion. That's Dwayneism, okay?
All right, so that's this thing. You have to be dangerous, meaning like if in the example of a family, if you're dangerous, that means you're willing to put your life at stake to save and protect your family. That's part of being dangerous. What do you think of that?
I agree with that, and I loved his expression of Dwayneism.
Dwayneism.
So far, advice tip number one and two, I agree with.
Yeah, you should be an absolute monster, and then you should learn to control that monster. Because, you know, the monster is what helps you be that person that can defend your family. If you can't, like, if you're just soft and weak and not dangerous, there's no chance you stand in defending your family against anything. So go learn how to be dangerous and then control it. being dangerous doesn't give you a license to use it however you want and willy-nilly and whatever. It's like the difference between a wild animal and a trained attack dog. You know, the trained attack dog doesn't go until it's go time, and he minds his master. And it's the same way with a man being a man. Train yourself, be a dangerous man, but learn to control it.
You know, it's so funny because that's close to the exact example he gave there. He said, if you're on a farm, you got a dog that looks over the flock. It's not out there barking at every person that walks by because, you know, if going back to his analogy of, you know, you don't want to be a muscle guy trying to show off all the time. He's like, you know, he's not a danger. This dog's not a danger to the flock. But if someone comes or an animal comes to threaten that flock, that's when he springs into action. He's a dangerous dog. That's what you want to be. I thought that was a great analogy. Basically what you were saying there. All right. That was tip number two. Maybe we're helping some people here today. Clip number three. This is what a cowboy says. Rules and advice for young men.
Be educated. Listen, you want to know how to be a man among men? You start following and reading and listening to guys like Jocko Willett, Jordan Peterson, these guys, and start learning. And start learning. Start reading. And just the brain is a muscle. And like any muscle, the more you work it, the stronger it becomes.
All right, so that's clip number three. That one may be one of the more controversial ones. Because he mentions Jordan Peterson, who's a controversial person to begin with. He primarily speaks to young men and gives similar advice to them as they're trying to, you know, navigate through a crazy world. What do you think of that advice?
I'm not familiar with the two people that he said that, you know, he wants people to be educated by, but I mean, I don't think it hurts to be educated. I just want to read a quick comment here from our YouTube live stream. Mm-hmm. This came in during tip number two. John from YouTube says, no getting spooned by a servant.
Rules for young men.
If you missed our, that was what, two segments ago, Ryan Recker presented us a story about a cuddling service, and that just... threw the whole crew off. So yes, John, that is a great comment.
Yeah, rules for young men. Do not pay a woman to spoon you. Yes, that should be right up there. Goes without saying. I guess if there was six rules, that one would be number six.
Oh,
I might
have
missed the top five.
I think Dwayne would agree on that one.
Yeah.
I would love to hear Dwayne's comment on that. Oh man, he seems like the type of guy I would want on for a weekly segment. The world of Dwayne would be real fascinating to learn from. All right, let's play. For the sake of time, number four.
You need to just be calm. Just be calm. Well, Dwayne, how do I be calm? Get rid of the things that don't let you be calm. All right? If you come in and you watch the news every night and just agitate you, turn the dang news off. They're lying to you anyhow.
I like that so much in his accent, the way he says it.
Turn the dang news off.
That's so perfect. Okay, that's rule number four. Be calm. Eliminate the things that aggravate you. What do you think?
I agree with that. I think you need to really, like, I forget who said this. I think it was Dan Crenshaw. And the thing is calm breeds calm. So if you are calm in the situation, others are going to feed off of that calm, and there's not going to be panic, and there's going to be more calm. So there's a couple ways that you can be calm, and one is having confidence. Not arrogance, but confidence. So you get that whenever you understand that, first of all, that you're a good man and you're a dangerous man who's under control and you're also an educated man. That creates a calm man because you don't ever feel like you're outside of your ability to handle a situation. And so you can be calm in a situation, and then that way, whenever everything goes crazy, goes sideways, you have that confidence to know that you can handle whatever situation is thrown at you.
I think I need to set that piece of advice. What was that, number five? I think I need to set that as like my ringtone or alarm or something.
You just need in that exact voice too, right?
Turn the dang news off. They're lying to you anyhow.
I love that. Such a great accent. Such a great advice. So that's number four. Let's play the last one, number five. I like to call him a cowboy. I think he would be.
Be wise. Now, wisdom, it's a lifetime of study, wisdom is. And wisdom's not what you know. Wisdom is knowing how to apply what you know. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is classified as a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. You don't have to open your mouth and dump out everything that's going on in your brain.
All right, that's number five. Okay.
This is, Ryan, I don't know if you know this, but this is so up Brad's alley.
Oh,
like,
it's so much my thing.
I'm just looking at him and I'm like, I know you're eating this up. You love this guy. You love this advice.
I've heard that phrase, you know.
Yeah.
Intelligence is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom's knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. That's something my pastor says. You know?
So you're right on board. So those are five rules, advice he would give to a young man who might be struggling or trying to find his way through this world. Overall, good advice, actually. The way he says it, great advice. How would you like to, like, you know, go into your in-law's place and that's your father, your future father-in-law? That's going to be hard to live up to. Like, you know, this guy lives the farm life. Everything's perfect. They want the best for their kid. Oh boy, that's a lot to live up to.
And then you, so that's going to be your in-law. So you know that his daughter has that expectation of you as well.
Sure. And that's the thing. In the back of his mind, he's like, I need to make up more rules to shape my future son-in-law. You know, and how would you like to not be one of those things?
That's the thing, right? So, like, you sit here, I'm just going to talking about the whole father-in-law thing. You know, if you're a dad right now, you need to be the man that you want your daughter to marry, if that makes sense. And you, if you've got a son, you need to be the man that you want your son to grow up and be. You know, if you're single and you're looking for the perfect woman, you need to be the kind of man that would attract your ideal woman.
And if you have an accent like that, even better.
It's a lot easier.
Because that really drives it home. So that video went viral. A lot of people like it.
Yeah, our listeners are going crazy. They're like, does this Dwayne guy have a Twitter handle? We love him. He's a man's man. They like Dwayne. So,
okay, how about this? I'll look it up during the break, and when we get back, we'll tell you how to find him online. I didn't bookmark it. I watched the video, and I pulled the parts that I thought would be good for replay. So we'll do that right after the break. If you want to know more about Dwayne there, oh boy, you're going to hear it. Also, Rob Kramer with our digital get down is going to be joining us, as we do on Fridays. Looking forward to that segment. And if you haven't voted in the YouTube poll, better go do it now and go vote for your favorite Annie Fry Show team tandem. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe. I'll take you home
if you don't leave me at the front door. Welcome back. I'm looking online now because I found the guy online.
Oh, good.
It's Dry Creek Wrangler School, drycreekwranglers.com. They're in Tennessee. And I went to their website, got a Patreon page. Some people support them that way. It just kind of looks like a ranch. And I'm guessing at that ranch, he may try to give people life lessons, if I had to guess. But there it is, drycreekwranglers.com. The video is called Thoughts on Becoming a Proper Kind of Man. A proper kind of man. Sounds good. And I'm, wow, what a cowboy website. I think most people just want to see what he looks like, right? For the most part. He's advertising leather products on his website.
I'm glad that we found that.
Yeah. Is Rob going to be joining us? Oh, I think
Rob
he's here.
Rob Kramer's here. Whoa. How are you, Rob? I'm outstanding and still improving. Oh, just hold on. Let me get your mic. Is it on? Oh,
it is on. There we
now,
go.
Now there you go. Oh, wow.
So how are you?
I'm outstanding and still improving.
Fantastic.
Are we ready?
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get this life too if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
What's a get down versus a hoe down? Like, what's the difference? is there a difference?
It's the music.
Yeah, I don't know. That's okay. A good question. Mm. Rack, how are you, buddy?
Good, Rob. What's new? What's on the digital docket today?
We got a lot going on in the cyberverse or the metaverse or whatever kind of verse we're in these days.
The multiverse.
The multiverse. Now, you're a big Twitter guy, Rack, and I guess, you know the segment. For better or for worse, Twitter is a cesspool. However, if you can curate your own feed essentially to, follow more reputable or, trustworthy individuals. And what I love about Twitter the most is how quickly it breaks news, right? I think a lot of the major news outlets, broadcast television, the 2, 4s, 5s, and 30s of the world have really had to adapt to an internet age of news and information because by the time the 10 o'clock news rolls around, most of us have been updated with the news of the day.
They say the 10 o'clock news rolls around and it's old news already.
Right. Exactly right. So, yeah, there's a couple of directions we can go right away, Rec, but I'm going to let you determine, do you want to go off the rails right away or do you want to stick a little more neutral before we go off the rails?
Okay, how about this? Surprise me when we go off the rails. So don't tell me when it's about to happen, but when it's time, I want you to just go straight off-road.
Okay.
Twitter and news, you're so right about that. It's easy to come up with a couple of sentences to break a news story, but it's so much harder to present it online, on a broadcast. And I think that's one of the things that radio has a huge advantage of. If you can write the script, which is kind of like a tweet, but a longer version of it, then you can get that on the air as fast as you need to. You don't necessarily have to have another component to it to break that news. And I think people do hear about things before they see it on the news. Sometimes, though, I think the news television side does a much better job at packaging features together because they have a huge staff of people that specifically go out there to get video, tell a story, things like that. And they just have so many more resources, infinitely more resources, it seems like, to put things like that together. You almost like have to temper your expectations of different news media outlets to figure out what you're going to get from them. And, if they over deliver, then you're surprised and pleasantly surprised.
You guys know this. Everybody in the room and on the show right now is a radio professional. And we get the idea that we know, not every single listener of ours is listening every single minute of every single hour, every single day of the week of our shows. Right. So we sometimes and oftentimes will go through similar news stories the top of the hour multiple times a day, right?
Yep.
And you get some of your more dedicated listeners that are listening for hour, 2 hour, 3 hour stretches that say, I've heard this story already. I've heard this story already. And you say, well, yeah, but not everybody is able to listen as much as, you do. And we love that and love you for that, of course. But you have to kind of go through these stories often. And it's the same thing with television, broadcast TV news, right? It's sure, a lot of us are on social media. We've already heard this. A lot of us have gotten our news from 97.1 driving home. but there are a number of people that's their first time kind of sitting down, unplugging for the day and really consuming, what happened? What's going on? What do I need to know for tomorrow morning's commute, the weather, et cetera?
Yep. And it's very jarring on television when there's a different type of day they're airing a story. So let's say they're doing a stand-up during the day and the clip they're playing is at night. So they'll go back to the night clip and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. How did it get dark all of a sudden? So it seems like for them, like at least for us in audio, it seems more timely. And for the television, man, they have to like really be more conscious of things like that. You're right about reusing audio clips, and it's like a news. You almost trick the audience in a way when you read the news, because you have to find new ways to present something you've already presented with no new additional information. And that new information might be we're learning more of, or we haven't learned any more of. And that could just spin it enough for the hardcore listener to hear it and say, OK, that's a development from when I last heard it. So it is a little bit different, even if it's not. And there's a lot of that that goes on. You kind of have to try to freshen it up that way.
Exactly. And kind of spinning, that's a good segue, is, you know, kind of how you consume and watch sports these days, right? So did anybody get a chance to watch any of the Thursday night football game last night on Amazon?
I did not watch it, but I knew that it was on. I'm aware that Thursday night football is on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime Video is how I, you know, that's my streaming service of choice, because I already have Amazon Prime, so why not just use Amazon Prime Video?
Right.
But I'm still mad at the NFL, so.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, me too. I watched the injury clip on Twitter.
Oh,
yeah.
That was dicey. Really bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, it's especially interesting that the NFL cares about head injuries and CTE and concussions, yet Tua Tagovailoa, I'm mispronouncing his last name a little bit, but he had just, you know, apparently sustained a concussion on Sunday. And now last night, it looks like he sustained another concussion. Mm. And apparently I was following some independent neurologists on Twitter watching the game. And, you know, I knew about the CTE stuff, of course. I've seen the movie Concussion. We all know about what's going on with concussions and head injuries. What I didn't know and was especially troubling was that apparently getting two concussions within a 5-day period is not only not great, but could lead to ultimately death. And so... Mm-hmm. You know, we've had players die on the football field before, right? Not necessarily in the NFL in a live game, but it seems every year you hear a story out of a Florida or a Texas, heat exhaustion, stuff like that.
Let me tell you the first thing that came to mind when I saw that injury. So they first showed the injury that happened earlier, and we said on Sunday. So he takes a hit, he gets up, and then falls back down while he's trying to, like, shake it off. He was wobbly and not good. Like, you think that concussion protocol would keep him out and they have those safeguards in place. But here he was playing again on Thursday. He takes this hit and they do a zoom in of his helmet, and his fingers are like crimped towards his helmet and they're not moving. And the first thing I thought of was a story that happened here in St. Louis. One of the major hospitals turned away a person because they said they were having a heart attack, and the hospital said, "No, you're fine, go home." And the wife was wheeling the person out. He said, "It's happening again." And he started doing that exact same thing with his fingers. His wife described what he was doing, and he died in the parking lot of the hospital here in St. Louis. And he put his hands up, and he was doing the same thing that she was describing, his last moments, dying in the hospital's parking lot. And I saw that yesterday. Oh, I saw the clip online of the football player with his fingers and moving his arms up like that. And I thought he could have very well have been dying, as far as we know. That's how scary that situation looked.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think what's another really interesting thing, I was watching the game. The color commentator was Kirk Herbstreit. He's more known as a college football commentator. He was a quarterback at Ohio State. And then they had Al Michaels, who was doing the play-by-play. And granted, that we're watching the game from high-definition cameras that can zoom in. They're watching it from the nosebleed section in the press box. But right after the injury, they're both commenting, "Something's wrong with his fingers. He must have really injured his hands because they're looking all crimped," to Ryan's point.
Yeah.
No, guys, he didn't break or bend a finger. It's a neurological response to head trauma. And just, you know, you hear the old white guy, you know, commentary. "Oh, isn't just an old white guy." These two couldn't have sounded any more out of touch with, like, the current state of injuries and head injuries in football. Mm-hmm. "Oh, look at his broken finger." Nah, dude. You know, he just had a really bad concussion.
I look forward to the future lawsuit against the NFL with that one, because that could be almost a career-ending type of injury and the different doctor accounts of it. I definitely look forward to seeing how that one's resolved, because I think he's got a pretty strong case that he should not have been cleared to play. But who knows what happened behind the scenes to allow that to happen. Scary. Considering that we know more about head injuries, concussions, trauma today, that they go through pretty big lengths to try to protect the players. there had to have been some safeguards that were completely brushed off to the side to allow him to play again, knowing what we know, because I don't think he understood the risks. I don't know if he could have fully understood the risk that he was putting himself into, and that's one hit that could take him out for the rest of his career.
Well, and that's the way
they allowed him to play.
Yeah, and that's the way players are, too. They're like, no, I can't miss this game. I got to push. I got to get back in, especially like if you're on a team. Well, he was Dolphins, right?
Right.
And you're on a team like that where, you know, you might have a hungry young quarterback behind you, or you've got something to prove, or you're just that competitive. Athletes are always trying to play before they're ready to play whenever they're injured. And that's unfortunate, but it's part of their, you know, competitive drive. And I wonder about like lawsuits and stuff like that. It's like, well, how much of that is on him? How much of that is on the NFL? And how much of that is on the physicians that cleared him to play? Because there's no way the NFL legal team would let him out there if he wasn't cleared by physicians.
Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, I hear a lot of commentary from people that don't like the NFL or don't, you know, like professional athletes or don't have any sympathy for them when they have problems, mm-hmm. right? And I get that. And I'm not trying to make an argument saying we should feel badly for somebody that makes $250 million over the course of 5 years playing a child's sport. However, on the other side of the coin is, do you know the average lifespan? Real quick question, trivia for the room and trivia for listeners at home. What's the average lifespan for an NFL player? The average lifespan for an NFL player.
I'm going to say 54 years old.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good guess, actually. I'm going to take the over on that and say it's 61.
Anna?
I'm going to say 64.
The average lifespan for a man right now, a male, is 71 years old. The average lifespan for a female is 75 years old. The average lifespan for an NFL player is 59
wow.
years old.
Wow.
59. Yeah. So you guys were really close in your guesses. And that's just the
And
name.
I don't know, like, because it could be a combination of things. Sure, your body is not meant to take that much abuse, but man, the stuff they put in their body too is
yes.
the unknown factor.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is trying to stay competitive with their muscles and workout routine. It might not be the hit they took from a linebacker. It could be the hit they took from something else that wasn't legal. You know, you don't know those things always.
Statistically speaking, they say an average lineman in the NFL, offense or defense, those are the guys for those that aren't so football savvy that are kind of colliding every mm-hmm. play. You know, they look like two lines mm-hmm. and they are. It is the equivalent of a minor car accident every time they connect
yeah.
with another opponent and kind of crash just, together.
Yeah, smash into one another. What? Hundreds mm-hmm. of times a game.
Yeah, the average offense has 75 plays a game.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, about 75 mini car crashes,
wow.
you know, once a week for 18 weeks in a row.
That's amazing. All right, let's take a quick break. Well, hey, it didn't go off the rails, so you can still surprise me after the break, because there is still time in the digital Get Down. Rob Kramer joining us here on the Annie Fry Show. Join us online. I think it's your last chance to vote on that YouTube poll, so you better go do that before it's too late. Hey, who's the more awesome tandem on the Annie Fry Show? So go vote for that now before we go and say goodbye for the day on 97.1 FM Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
All right, one more segment of the Annie Fry Show. Is it too late to vote on the YouTube poll, or can you still get that vote in there to vote for your favorite Annie Fry Show tandem?
It is not too late. I'll read the results in about 5 minutes, and I'll read some of my favorite comments as well.
All right, so I think we should ask Rob the question.
I was going to just say that.
So the YouTube poll question of the day is, who is more awesome? Is it Annie and Ryan Wiggins or Brad and Hannah?
Wow. That's a question, huh?
On air.
Yeah. I am in control of your mic. Just remember that.
That is a question, and you have asked it. I'm going to say Brad and Hannah are the most awesome.
Oh, awesome. Checks in the mail.
Okay, and you have... in your reasoning?
Because Ryan and Rob was not an option.
Ooh, so you throw in a third party that could throw the results off, like the Clinton-Bush presidency debates back in the early 90s. So what's going on in the digital world, Rob Kramer? I love this segment, the digital get down. These are great discussions.
Yeah, it was
I love it.
A little more serious in the first segment than typical. So I a little reserved today, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, you look a little relaxed right now, just sitting there with your feet propped up and
oh, you weren't supposed to say lounging. That. This is theater of mind. People should think I'm standing up with my back straight and shoulders.
We're on YouTube. They can see.
Oh, no. Shoot. I chose not to
see the desk. You know, I once posted a photo of Sue Thomas with her feet up on the desk, and she's like, take that down right now. No one needs to know. I have my feet up on the desk. So I can get that. You don't want people to know you're enjoying yourself at, the relaxation side of work on a Friday. They want to think that you're working every hour, every minute in the office, no slacking whatsoever.
I'm more concerned that the big boss, Steve, will be listening. And
he did just text me.
Did he?
Yep.
He said, tell Rob to get his feet off the desk.
tell him, and I want you to audio, go to your text messages, Hannah, pull out the voice recorder part that you can send an audio message.
All right.
And I want you to put in parentheses, Charlton Heston impression. And say, Rob says to pry his feet off the desk out of his cold, dying hands.
Love it.
That's great.
Love it.
Come get me, Steve.
You really want to know what the big boss, Steve, said? He wanted to know Dwayne's information that we just had on the last segment, or two segments ago, Dwayne the Cowboy's advice to young men.
Yeah, it was great. Well worth looking up. The Wranglers out of Middle Tennessee, worth looking that up there. So we didn't go off the rails in the first segment. I was looking forward to that.
Uh-oh, I'm nervous for now.
There's still an opportunity. During the break, Brad was on the Twitter machine and said, whoa-oh, why is St. Louis trending?
Yes, why is St. Louis trending?
Well, and I'm not exactly sure. There's probably a number of reasons. Obviously, this weekend is the final homestand for your St. Louis Birds on the Bat. Of the regular season.
Right, and it's the last ride of Albert and Yachty for sure, and possibly Adam Wainwright.
Possibly Adam Wainwright as well. Crazy, Adam Wainwright facing dead arm for the first time in his career in this month of September.
Now, of all times.
Of all times, yeah. So there's a lot of people downtown for that. I was at the Ritz-Carlton for lunch. It was the Growing Global Luncheon. First time back in person after a two-year virtual events with COVID, and there they were talking about, so those that are not familiar, Growing Global, in a very simplistic way, is about connecting St. Louis with international business leaders and promoting St. Louis as a place to bridge more international business relationships. So we have a lot going on with the NGA, geospatial space in North City. Got a lot with Boeing, obviously, mm-hmm. going on.
Right.
Bayer Crop Sciences based right. in here and whatnot. At that luncheon, they announced that in part of the reason that we have, or because of our direct flight now from St. Louis to Frankfurt, Germany, they announced that, I don't know that they were supposed to, but they did. So I'm breaking it for you guys, that the German football club Bayer Leverkusen, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly,
okay.
but close enough, they are mm-hmm. set to play St. Louis City SC here in St. Louis in November.
Oh,
I didn't okay. know that.
And I don't think it's been officially announced yet. So you know what, guys? Give ourselves a round of applause. We're breaking news today here on the Annie Fry Show.
Now, I'm going to throw this out there knowing that there's a 98% chance I'm wrong on this. So the coach that was hired in, was he from that club in Germany?
Is there a connection? I'm not sure exactly. I can look that up. I think the connection beyond that is the fact that I believe the fact that Bayer's in the name means that they own the club, mm-hmm. and obviously Bayer having their U.S. headquarters here is probably an easier association, but I'm going to do a little bit of research, Rec, and get back to you on that.
98% chance that's wrong, but I thought maybe that was a connection.
Just throw it out there anyway.
Let me Jen Psaki, and I'll circle back. I'll circle back on that.
Yeah, they got
one.
Like, what, 3 players signed or something? Do they have any more? Because they're still trying to even build a roster. We don't know what that's going to look like yet.
And I think what I was reading on the Twitter machine today after that kind of announcement was broke in the Twitter sphere was that apparently there's an international draft in early November, and so that this game would likely be towards the end of November to allow for the full team to be solidified,
yeah.
a couple practices, and then get an international friendly in. But that should be great for the St.
Yeah,
Louis
that's
area.
Exciting.
All right, I guess it's time for me to give you guys the results of the YouTube poll today. Once again, the question is, who is more awesome, Annie and Ryan, or
Wiggins.
Myself and Brad? Yes, Ryan Recker wants to emphasize the Wiggins with Ryan. All right, with over 100 votes, 55.
Wow, we got 100 votes.
Yes, over 100 votes. 55% of the people said that, okay, maybe we shouldn't read these results anymore. 55% of the people said Annie and Ryan are more awesome than myself and Brad. Wow.
So what you're saying is 55% of the people would rather be wrong and with the group than correct.
Yeah, what you're up against is the namesake of the show. That is a tough thing to break.
Yeah.
But I remember Ryan Wiggins telling me he has a large extended family that likes to vote in those YouTube polls.
Mm-hmm.
You think that could have possibly swung it one way or the other?
Oh, he openly has a lot of bots.
Yeah, I was going to say, by large extended family, do you mean multiple Gmail accounts?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like, what, 5 or 6, 7, 8, 10? It could be the thing. Who's to say there wasn't voter fraud in this YouTube poll?
I just got a comment that from HDG that says, I love everyone on this show, but my favorite is definitely Ryan.
Wiggins, I know. He's good. Okay, that sounds like something Ryan Wiggins would say.
I know. That's why I'm a little suspicious
and I've
here.
I've never seen this account online before.
Neither have I. They've never commented on our page before. Jeff from YouTube says, I voted Hannah and Brad. One, because I love how Hannah reps the young generation and is into what's going on in the country. And Brad, because he's dressed better than Wiggins. Thank you, Jeff. John from YouTube says, I'm recusing myself on this poll. You are all awesome and equally important to the efficient function of the show. A lot of people said that they wouldn't vote in today's poll or that they wanted an all of above for the question. But if you guys aren't familiar with our Friday YouTube poll questions, we always do a poll that relates to the show crew mm-hmm. members. And, you know, we all love one another and we love the competition. So feel free to vote whenever. So, you know what?
So what does that mean? You give them a trophy now? Is that how this works?
No, just bragging rights.
As a matter of fact, they don't even need to know the results of this poll at all.
Yeah, maybe we don't even need to tell them that we did the poll.
Go back and delete this YouTube video and nobody will ever know that it was there.
Bum, bum, bum.
I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed because you had all of this opportunity to pander to the audience to really get those votes and you still lost.
I'm not a panderer.
What happened?
Not a panderer.
Can't do it?
Nope.
Maybe
you think it was the cuddling segment? There's a section of cuddlers that are disappointed in what was said here.
Rob, would you pay $100 an hour for for a cuddling session with somebody?
Now, I remember that when this was really popularized, like Fiverr. Man, even
this was popularized?
Oh, yeah. This is not new. I didn't listen to the segment, but let me see if I understand it. There's a service out there where you can pay somebody to come cuddle you or for you to be able to cuddle them for like an hour, right?
Right.
Well, yep. This one was in a studio and you could, what was it?
It was a female that was always the big spoon and the studio was decorated like a teenage girl's room.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah.
You could go 30 minutes up to 5 hours of cuddling.
Yeah. Yep, and you pay her for the service.
Yeah, a good amount of money per hour.
Yep, not new. But I don't know that I would pay for those kind of services necessarily, but to each their own, right? You know, there's money
like,
to be made.
What do you do at 5 hours? Are you, like, watching the Godfather trilogy? Like, what are you doing during that time? Is there a TV on in the background?
I'm not sure.
All right. As we're kind of getting towards the end here, I want to bring up this quick question because this was just flabbergasting to me. Fans of the show know that I am not a native St. Louisan, though I've been here 8 years now and call St. Louis my home. Mm-hmm. And I found a local, married her dog, house, all that old jazz.
You married her dog?
That old jazz. Yep. I married her dog and I left her go. So man's best friend. And I didn't know that is it the U.S. or the world chess headquarters are here in St. Louis?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that originally.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a nerd. You are a nerd. Did you hear about the cheating scandal that's rocking the chess world?
No.
So there was a tournament in St. Louis, the Sinkfield Cup, a couple weeks ago, and the world's number one chess player resigned after getting beat in a match because, and the speculation is out there, that there's cheating happening in the world of chess using electronic stimulation through anal beads during live chess matches.
All right,
I'm glad the music's playing.
That is a real speculation in the top of the world of chess and international chess.
So many questions. I don't know.
Cheating
with
anal
my
beads.
My goodness. That is, you think of chess as a nerdy thing. Now I don't even know what to think about it anymore.
That's a Friday show for you guys.
Yep. Mark Reardon show coming in next. Thank you guys for having me. I'm Ryan Recker. Got a website now, ryanrecker.com, if you want to look up and find some of the things I'm doing on there. You guys have a great weekend. I think Annie will be back on Monday, and she'll collect her trophy then. We'll see you. Have a good week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.